Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 476.
What's going on, guys? Happy
weekend.
Happy Saturday, mate.
Weekend banter.
What's
I think we do a quick one today. I feel like we've had a lot of long episodes.
Oh, we've been, I mean, we usually like to set the episodes of ourselves 30 minutes.
40 minutes.
I mean, it's crept from 30 to 40 and we're punching out some hour ones. Mm-hmm.
Have we ever timed it?
No. I mean, the one time we did a 22-minute episode.
What was that for?
Oh, we just wrapped it up.
Our
producer
really
didn't fucking pull us up.
Yeah, it's fine.
What was Babby doing?
Yeah, it's a timing-wise, I think the 35 minutes. Remember early days it was like 33, 34 minutes, which is a good amount of time for two of us just talking.
Yeah. But I mean, you also see what just naturally comes out.
Mm.
Like within a conversation.
It's amazing how good I've gotten with time when it comes to I know how long we've spoken with someone.
Oh, dude. It's I remember in Shepparton, you get the 3-minute thing because you're working to the little breaks.
Yeah.
It's amazing how good you can get.
Mm.
Weird skills from occupation. So what would be another occupation outside of our own that you get really good at this weird little thing?
Working out like the temperature of a horse based on feeling their asshole.
Yeah, no, that'd be one. Another one.
Like a veterinarian.
I think my dad in his prime of landscape architecture, landscaping, would have been able to look over and look at sort of the distance between something to something and then sort of work out exactly how many cubic meters of mulch he'll need for that.
Yeah, because, it's impressive.
Because four by – like – he got really good.
Yeah.
And then you'd see him.
You'd
and
even
just
do
be,
like,
yeah, just speaking to the local hardware. Yeah, look, I'll have 2.4 cubic meters of Lilydale toppings, please.
I feel like that's a skill he would still have today.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think because when he was on site, like he was on site every single day, every single day.
I think playing heaps of golf as a kid, I got very good for like meters. Like I could tell exactly how many meters it was till the hole.
Yeah.
It's not quite good.
What's another occupation? Chefs on temperature, hairdressers. What other occupations are there?
What do people do? What do you guys do?
Yeah, what do you do?
maybe there's got to be heaps. Oh, like temperature of a – what about like speed of a car?
Got it. Sorry. PTs being able to tell how much someone weighs. I got really good at it.
I was telling 97 this only 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I can I know to the kilogram what I weigh. I could not weigh myself in 100 days and I'll stand on it and I'll know.
All right. So I want you – have you got scales at home?
Yes.
Dangerous.
Shouldn't
Why? That's what I was saying as well.
Why are they dangerous?
Just because it's a bit like – just get rid of them. Get rid of that metric.
It seems like I'm really just giving up at that point.
No. I just don't know how healthy it is to – be stepping on and stepping off your scales every day.
What, are you worried I'm going to fall?
No, obsession of the number, mate.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is adding to his pedometer. But anyway.
What do you mean?
Can you work
what
out.
What does he mean by adding to the
step
pedometer?
Step on, step off. You're doing steps.
Okay, two steps.
Two step. Can you do an Instagram where you're like, all right, so I have this natural talent, which is being able to tell my exact weight even if I haven't measured it for months.
Well, how about this?
Do you do every day?
Yeah, I have since just preparing for LA.
Okay, so that, nah.
But how about this? When I was working at the radio station, I think I've told this on the show before, probably before Mr. 97's time, so first time you might have heard it. I used to weigh 101.9, which is Fox FM where I used to work at. So I decided to take a photo of the 101.9. I took a photo and I posted it. And then I realized that in the reflection of the sort of the round bit that was just before the number was my genitals. The reflection of the genitals were because I was naked at the time.
I
had to just take it down.
I saw something recently on Gumtree. A woman took a photo of her TV, put it up on Gumtree.
Yeah.
Just this huge sort of long hanging boob.
Well, it was ginormous. How about that? We actually have a friend and she was at a hotel and she posted a photo of her Sydney view And she didn't realize that there was a reflection and you could see that she was nude. She ended up taking it down.
It could.
Oh, I did screen grab it though. Well, I just feel like it's like, I'm like, this is too good. This is outrageous.
It's a funny story. Yeah. You got to own it.
Yeah, absolutely. What were we doing? So this time last year, we were just talking throwback. It's good to do throwbacks, especially on something like a weekend banter. What episode was it a year ago tonight?
189.
What's the exact date? I'm lost.
5th of October.
5th of October, 2018.
189. We were in New York City at the time.
That's good.
What was the, what were we doing? What were the show notes?
Show notes?
Yeah. So I was doing the show notes then. Mr. 97 wasn't there. Read the whole thing. What did I say? Because I kept him short. Back in the day.
Short, sharp, and quality.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved in the daily talk show conversations on our subreddit. reddit.com/r/thedailytalkshow.
Yep.
Dead.
Still around.
Automated.
If you are watching us on Reddit, please upvote us.
Yep. Upvote our automated content.
Upvote it and also follow the subscribe.
Yep.
Set yourself up for greatness.
I think then we had about 23 followers. And I think now we've got about 27.
Really?
Yeah.
So, go, so
New York City always has something happening, which is why on any given day, you can bump into the best artists and business people in the world. For some, it's their home, but for many, it's a hub that they'll frequent throughout the year to be inspired and do business.
Geez, I'm good.
That's it?
Today, we're live outside the Flatiron building with award-winning photographer and CEO of Creative Live, Chase Jarvis.
That's it?
That's it.
I think that's great. Quite good, well done, don't you think? What do you think? What do you take from that?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Just do you want to play a bit of the audio?
Sure can.
Okay, here we go. So this is not the start, is it?
I've skipped to the bit where you find Chase.
All right, great. Should we just quickly explain? We bumped into him.
I think we actually say it. Let's play the bit and then, because I'm pretty sure we explain what happens.
Oh, really? Okay. Go.
And speaking of bumping into people, we've actually got
Chase Jarvis.
Man, the street. Man. Come in, we're here.
Oh, wow, this is high tech.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the fact that we came to New York City for one of the main reasons to see Seth Godin and to interview him. And it just so happens that we're walking along and there couldn't be a more awkward moment than having you with noise-canceling headphones.
Ignoring then, the shit out of you, right?
Doing just a bit of a, like, I think that's Chase. It's like, yeah, well, why don't we say his name?
He said that, yeah, I think that's Chase, and I sort of went around. Did you hear me?
No.
Yeah. Well, the noise-canceling headphones are doing well, both.
Chase Jarvis, for the few people who don't know who Chase Jarvis is, you are one of the top photographers in the world and you've got Creative Live.
Yes.
Changing people's lives with education, all that sort of thing. How's all that stuff going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
That, knock on wood, dangerously good.
Yeah.
You know, we grow because people like the folks are listening and you folks are spreading the word.
Yeah.
We've got more than 10 million creators in our platform now, serving every country on the planet every month.
Yeah.
And I still feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah.
So.
We mentioned to you that we had Seth Godin on the podcast today.
Yep.
And then you dropped. You've got him on next week as well.
Yeah. You've just one upped us.
Oh, yeah. It's just recorded with him.
You sound absolutely fucked.
Yeah, that was a fucking big day. That was one of the most crazy days. Seth Godin in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I went to B&H then.
Chase Jarvis.
Yeah.
Eddie Buckingham bumped into Post Malone.
It was a huge one. What did you take from that 97, listening to that? What's the feelings?
Good energy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great
just,
energy.
Just hearing the sirens and just like bustling of the people, it's great.
Mate, it was amazing. You nailed the sort of intro to who he was. To be honest, I'd known Chase and watched his stuff and I didn't know the level at what Creative Live had gotten to. It's $50 million of investment. Like,
I was
ginormous.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where I was like, I was actually, it's, I reckon, one of my proudest moments, I think, based on earlier in the week, did the Nando's event. Not that necessarily great all the time at presenting. But yeah, no, I was proud of that moment because what I was thinking was he's just stopped for these couple of gronks. I need to show him straight away that we actually know who the fuck he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see him feeding into that and saying, oh, you know, people like you and people listening. And
He's amazing. Yeah. Like I think he's one of the greatest speakers around what he does and the creative industry that he's in. Like he's so articulate and passionate about what he does, because he's got the business mind and he's got the creative touch to it as well. So he's the craftsman and the businessman.
Yeah.
And he's it's a great combo. And what a fucking generous dude, just giving us 20 minutes of his time.
Yeah. That was so cool.
So cool. The world is a weird fucking place.
It is very weird, especially we end up in weird spots.
Yeah.
The Accidental Creative is a great podcast. I'd recommend that if you're listening, if wanting to listen to other podcasts. He was on Chase Jarvis was on The Accidental Creative. It's very, very good. 97, what are you thinking about with Los Angeles? What's on your mind? What are you getting excited about?
I've been looking up a few Fat Fridays places.
Oh, yeah. Because we did have I asked you actually yesterday and we didn't get around to it about social media comments.
Uh-huh.
What are people suggesting?
So Ryan Stanage,
mm-hmm.
he reckons we should do In-N-Out.
Yes.
Which you guys have done.
We've done it, episode 200.
Not centered around the food though. That was just from the airport. From, yeah. I think we could do a really-
Because it was pre-Fat Fridays.
Yeah, didn't even have Fat Fridays then. So yeah. I reckon there's something really fucking special we can do for that.
Great.
That's a wrap up.
Absolute little. Yeah, great. Real cool.
Great.
Yeah.
This is my fucking time
good
to
one.
Shine.
Good one. Good one.
Koji Barbecue, which place looks sick. It looks like a food truck.
I love American barbecue, like smoked brisket and things like that.
I think so. I'm just Korean? Looking. Yeah. Tacos, spicy pork, chicken.
Mexican. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Fucking. Love Mexican. Tex-Mex. Mario Tex-Mex. Mario from the head of food at Nando's. He's he started following us on Instagram.
Did
see
he?
That? No, on our personal Instagrams.
Yeah.
And so
thanks, Mario.
He grew up in Orange County.
OC, baby. Yeah,
in California. And he's like, man, you need to get out of LA. You need to go to the OC.
Yeah, it's really cool down there. I love it.
So, like, yeah. I mean, he's the head of food. He worked at amazing restaurants.
Yeah.
So we should just get a list of places that we go.
Mm.
Yeah. What other ones?
Leo's Tacos Truck, which is just another taco place.
Tacos.
Looks great. Grand Central Market.
Yeah. Down in downtown LA.
Yeah. That looks
Grand
sick.
Central Market. That's where Egg Slut is.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
The funny thing is I've got very bad at retaining names of restaurants that I've been to. Like so many times people say, oh, we should go here and I end up going there. I'm like, oh, I've been here before.
Following leads on travels is great. I got sent on a wild goose chase to this steakhouse in Barcelona. It was so great. And I walked through this kitchen.
Did you have angry potatoes?
I can't remember. I just had this steak. It was a bit salty, but it was just the experience was so great.
Actually,
but yeah, that's nice. We can follow that up.
Where else?
Uncle Paulie's Deli. Paulie's Deli. Uncle Paulie's Deli.
Yeah. Who suggested that?
Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Cohen Co.
Cohen Co.
Great. Cafe in Cremorne.
There's a basketball.
Yeah, they're very good.
There's also like doing it from a diner.
Yeah.
You and I love diners.
Here's the problem. LA is going to be a head fuck in regards to filming. We'll have to get Diavella because Matt Diavella, our mate who lives in Los Angeles, has talked many a time about like him wanting to film a scene at a gym and he literally had to call around and find somewhere because they're so picky. Because LA, how about this, even on Airbnb listings in LA, they'll specifically say you cannot film in our Airbnb.
Yeah, because it's people go there to film.
Well, everyone assumes that.
They're there for the entertainment industry. They're there for making movies,
and so
shit
people
gets used
a little
as
bit,
sets.
Yeah,
you don't want your place used as a set for a big fucking 15 people.
How about this, like NYPD? You can get rights to say if you want to do a documentary on the NYPD, they will basically they have to license their badge. Like say if you're filming at all and you show their logo, they have to license it. The thing is that they only license it for 3 years. After 3 years, you have to then renew the license, which means if you get footage and you've got the NYPD logo in it, it's only good for 3 years. You're not guaranteed that you can continue using it. So if you're a documentary filmmaker and stuff, it becomes hugely problematic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Matt Diavela, he knows a few people in LA. Yeah. I'm sure I know a guy who's got a restaurant in Santa Monica.
Right.
Bondi Harvest, Aussie dude killing it over there. Right. And so
is Bondi Harvest the name?
Bondi Harvest. Yeah, look it up. Bondi Harvest Santa Monica. Well, he's got the brand Bondi Harvest. I'm pretty sure they called it Bondi Harvest.
Where did Tiffany suggest?
Jelena restaurant, the best pizza.
So I think there's one that she mentioned that it turns out I'd been there. It was like an Italian deli style place, which it's amazing. The thing that's going to get us.
Yeah, that's the pizza, Jelena.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, it's very
What's going to get us?
Tipping and stuff. Like tipping, like it's going to be annoying, especially a business like us. We're going to have to really think that through. We'll have our calculator or whatever. I just do a 20%. Minimum 15. Just, but I think 20's fucking.
20's easy to work out. 15 yeah. bucks,
do you
$3. Tip
before you, sorry, do you pay before you get your food or after?
No, you pay after. Okay. He's
never paid for a meal in his life.
Yeah. Baby's just.
No, I'm just trying to work out if what they would do if you paid 15, because before it's not ideal, but after it's okay.
What do you mean?
Well, if you give
them 10%, they'll just be pissed.
No, but the thing is, tipping is a legal requirement.
Yeah, but you can still fuck it up, though. I don't think it's...
The minimum's 15%.
Like a gratuity service fee.
Yeah,
charge.
Some things you got to keep an eye out for. They'll sometimes say, if six people or more at a table, gratuities included or things like that.
What were you doing this day last year? Mr. 97, is there any way of working out your boring life before you met us?
I'll check Google photos. I'll check my Google photos.
Just you at home?
Just you and the coconut crew. Just lathered up in the backyard.
No, because he doesn't do tanning.
No, I know. They were undercover, but they were lathering up the coconut oil. Just massage.
Couldn't you just knock the mic? So the tipping thing. So, Mace, you...
It's not hard at all.
The thing is that the dollar is shit at the moment.
Oh, it's fake. So, it's anyway. Not going to be good.
But the thing to consider is...
We can just eat at 7-Eleven if you want. You don't have to tip there. We can eat it just...
Well, so that's the thing. 97, if you go to a fast food place, don't have to tip. So if you go to... if you go to In-N-Out Burger, don't need to tip.
Yeah. Well,
there's a bunch of...
fast food joints.
Yeah, places
like
where you...
Mackies, you wouldn't tip.
Places where you go up, order your food, and you grab it then and there... Typically wouldn't tip.
Yeah. You're definitely not. So
taxis, you tip.
Ubers.
You wouldn't.
Ubers, you tip within the app.
Coffee. What about a coffee place?
Coffee place on the fence. I remember doing it for like Blue Bottle or whatever.
It's not cheap though. The coffee's not cheap there. So you're still paying $4 for a coffee that then equals $6 Australian or something.
Yeah.
And then tipping get to $7. This is why we're just drinking straight black, baby. LA Lean, and Mr. 97's drinking nothing.
Did you work out what you did this time last year?
Yeah, so I've gone back to the photos.
Oh, we got it.
I've taken a photo of my dog lying in the sun in the morning.
You saw it was sunny. Hello, darling.
What do you say?
That's very
gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
There's a screenshot of The Verge. Instagram is building a standalone app for shopping.
What happened to that?
Don't know.
Did you see the other news?
They've embedded their messaging app.
Yeah.
It's like a Snapchat pretty much.
What is it called?
For Instagram. Threads.
Threads.
This is their messenger for Insta. Is that right? So
Instagram have stopped their development on DMs in the Instagram app, and they've built a separate app called Threads, I think it is. And it's like pretty much Snapchat, but just with the Instagram account.
So then they will have the button where it would pull you to your DMs. Now will pull you to that app?
No.
Oh, so I can't even download.
It's a whole. I tried to download it yesterday and I couldn't download it on the App Store.
Oh, really?
I typed in Threads and it didn't come up.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I wonder what's the theory? What are people saying? Why are they doing it?
It hasn't got good reviews.
On what?
On the Android Play Store.
Oh, so you can see it on Android.
So I can't search it, but if you go on The Verge's article, you can click the open on Google Play or App Store or whatever.
It might only be available...
on the old Android.
No, like US. App Store only.
Mr. 90s. Oh, for App Store, for the Apple podcast.
TJ asked you the other day to bring up our promises list.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's being a weekend banter and a chill episode. Why don't we go through our list, maybe just cross some things out for now.
So mark them as that can't, the crossing them out's done, right?
Mm.
Not done.
Yeah, not done. Yeah, so I think just
Push to the side or not? Don't.
I think that we could basically say we're not doing it for now. But maybe there's some promises that we could actually get done while we're in LA.
Yeah, and there's also the reason I did want you to bring it up was for episode 500, our live show. Try and get a few done on the night.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
So one of our promises, which I'll kick it off with, is Hayden Deeb getting the Daily Talk Show tattoo, and we want this to happen live on the show. So if you are a tattoo artist and you would be up for this, is above board tattoo artists, not your bloody backyard jobs. So we like someone who steriles their needles.
That's a good idea.
So if you are that person, want a tattoo Hayden Deeb, and you're good, you got to send through a few shots of
you're
going to
be doing the Daily Talk Show, the old logo. What were the
reducing promising? Not swearing in episodes.
I think we've gotten better.
Nah.
Every second word used to be fuck.
Can you count? Can you do an Otter search just for yesterday's Fat Friday episode? What was our fuck count?
I wonder if it picks it up.
Yeah, it does.
It does? It does. Pretty pick sure up it swearing? Does,
yeah, yeah. All right. So, because if you look at the most, can you actually on the tag cloud tell us what the most used words were?
For that episode.
For that episode Friday.
So, I mean, this, I think early days this might have come from me mum.
Yeah, definitely.
Me, what's that mean?
No. Sorry, as in swearing is in the top keywords.
It's funny. Anyway, go.
Go.
Porn, people, fucking, watch, saliva, feel. Talking, point, alcohol, geeks, thought, chocolate, sniffing, mark, podcasts.
Brent.
How many times did I say sniffing? When did we say sniffing?
Sniffing the thing. Kissing, moment, bit, drunk.
Okay, can you do a search for how many times? Fucking?
Fuck or fucking.
Just say fuck and that will do fucking as well.
Yeah, yeah, good point. 18.
18 in the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not bad at all.
How many per minute? How long? One every 4 minutes. One every 2 minutes. One every.
It was an hour.
Oh, shh.
It was a long episode yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everyone.
What a porn chat.
Yeah. what else is on our promise list?
I reckon. Sorry, I just want to wipe that one off completely.
Swearing. Yeah.
I don't want to wipe
doing it.
No.
I don't want to be told what to do.
It's deleted. Couples counselling.
Yeah. I'm still up for that. Okay. Baby doesn't want to. There's always one in the relationship that's apprehensive.
Who is it in yours?
Me. Who's it in this one?
Me. So that's convenient.
Mine. Yeah.
Mr. 97 Guernsey.
We'll keep it.
What was that for?
Because it was still novel that you were going to be called Mr. 97. And so it was going to be like a sports.
It's a bit full on now, isn't it?
No, I think it'd be sick. It'd be good for America. You'd really blend in.
Oh, yeah. We could get like the basketball one.
I mean, I'm putting it out there. If someone could just do it for us and send it through PO Box 400 Abbotsford 3067, I'd be happy with that.
Do you know you can say, you can just write Melbourne and still get to us?
Interesting. Yeah, give it a go.
That's what you guys told me anyway.
Don't do that. I didn't tell you that. I never told you that.
He's doing a bit of my gear.
No, but I would never say that because I don't believe that. The postcode of Melbourne 3000. So if you were to go...
Melbourne 3067. It'll still get there.
Oh, sorry. If you put the postcode of 3067, maybe, but I wouldn't risk that. No way.
I think it would...
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
But I wouldn't. Why would I do that? Why would I put Melbourne as the suburb?
It's because on the form it said city and Tommy said... Put Melbourne
as the city.
But you always put the suburb as the city.
Because you stand by that if you're filling out an e-commerce thing and it says city, you'll put Melbourne.
Yeah.
Even if you live in Bulleen.
Because I've put Bulleen in the suburb.
No, no, no.
No, no, there's but what never if there's no
city,
suburb?
There's never city and suburb, ever.
I can't remember. Can't remember.
I think it'll get here. It'll get there anyway. So
well, we haven't done it, so it doesn't matter.
Pick one or the other. See what happens. Put a message in a bottle.
That was a good one.
A dumb one.
It was good. That was when I was overseas.
It literally could be done. Okay, so sorry. It could be done in LA. Think about this.
No, pollution. Santa Monica
Beach. Could you imagine
Greta?
Who's Greta? Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's like, a glass bottle, you gronks. It will fucking disappear. No.
And where will it go?
What do you think glass is? It's sand. It's like liquid sand that's fucking then formed back together.
You can't do that.
You can throw a glass bottle.
It's not biodegradable.
Oh, you know, why don't we just throw 100 straws?
Definitely not. That's a monster thing to do. Think
metal
about
straws,
the turtles.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, think about the turtles.
Anyway, go on.
But a shark could chomp on the...
Greta's speech, was it? Have you seen plastic. Greta's speech? It was very good.
Nah, haven't.
She was good, wasn't it? Very articulate.
Did you see her looking at Donald Trump?
Yeah, it was funny.
That was pretty funny.
I saw the funniest meme of Greta and Simon Cowell, the X Factor guy from the state. He's just like, you know, like had work done, big white teeth. And he's like, and it was like me at 16, kids now at 16. It was like, it was just funny because I was like thinking about the kids now at 16 and what they think about. And just like, it was all about appearance and just looking good when you were 16.
I have to see it. I don't quite understand. I don't get the Simon Cowell bit.
It was just that it was a random use of Simon Cowell. No, it wasn't. That's the funny thing. It was like him just doing this dumb smile with these white teeth. It was like, I didn't think about shit at 16.
It's like checking the temperature in the room. It could go either way.
I don't get it.
Nando's.
Hey, Google.
Play Missy Higgins.
You guys are crazy. Someone's Google just went off.
Hey, Google.
And now it's playing Missy Elliott.
Play Missy Higgins. No, the other day I said, hey, Google, play Missy Higgins. The boys were over and Missy Elliott started playing. It was very annoying. Anyway.
Did you set up the calling on your Google?
Not yet.
I'll send you a link.
It sounds annoying,
no,
mate, though.
He's got enough to do.
No, it's great.
He's got enough to do.
I'll try it tonight.
So you want me to be able to say, hey, Google.
Call Mason.
Call Mr. 97. And then you'll be through the speaker?
Yeah.
It sounds annoying.
You don't have to pick your phone.
Okay, what are the promises?
Life traps.
Just
bringing
baby,
life traps.
Life traps.
Well, I think there'll be a bunch of life traps in LA. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess another one for LA.
Tips. The life trap.
Yeah, and then when there was tourist traps. Anyway, life traps, good. Next one.
20 pages in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But you've got to read books 20 pages in to be able to do the 20
pages.
I've
bought heaps of, I'm actually reading a bunch of books on Iran at the moment.
Cool. Anyway,
so
next one.
Bring some Iranian facts for you.
I'd like that.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a bit of that.
Yeah, I think we end up threading those through pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
The Seth Godin book.
Contentious.
Are we leaving it at that?
Yeah, I think just keep it there because something will eventually happen, which will be great.
Okay.
Action needs to come.
Soundboard.
I really want that.
As a soundboard.
So I can just press buttons and fire off.
Yeah, because we've got Ash Williams on Fired Up, Jules Lund. That's crazy. We've got Cyan Tade.
Oh, yeah. What's your Audio Jungle?
Yeah, we've got a great bunch now. Yeah, awesome people. Yeah, so that's good. And that's it.
Great. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Definitely a bunch of achievable ones. And the tattoo one, which we'll do.
And the tattoo one, yeah.
There's another one. Sorry. These are the two, which I'm going to book you boys in next week.
What?
Our blood test to get our testosterone done so we can announce it at the 500 episode.
Really? You want to do that?
Yeah, okay, I want the kid from Athlete's Foot to come and present it.
What was his name?
I can't remember, but I loved him. I walked past at Shoppo and I saw him. I didn't make eye contact.
Oh.
But he was in there looking sharp as shit.
Oh, great. New haircut.
I want him in a referee's outfit.
Oh, yeah. Like Foot Locker.
Nathan. Well, you want Nathan
in a Foot Locker uniform?
Foot Locker uniform. It's either Nathan doing
it
or
foot.
How about this, Nathan? Nathan. Yeah, yeah. No,
Foot Locker are the
Nathan.
Nathan.
That's so funny.
Foot Locker are the basketball outfit. The basketball Refs. Referee.
Yeah, yeah.
Outfits.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just checking.
What did you think the joke was?
No. I just couldn't. I didn't hear the joke because I was trying to find
Why'd you laugh,
Nathan's
then?
Name. What do you mean?
When I said about the referee thing, I'm like, oh, you can't dress up as You're thinking of Foot Locker and you said, ha, ha, ha.
Actually, don't remember that.
Okay. We'll play it back, everyone. That happened.
All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. We've thrown a few things out there. If you can help us with anything, we're always up for being helped.
Always like asking for things. So yeah. Especially Tommy. Yeah. yeah, very good. All right. Tomorrow we've got Sarah Grinberg on the podcast. She's got her own podcast.
Yeah.
A Life of Greatness.
Yep.
So that would be good. Let's hope that I don't fuck that up. I have a way. We were just talking a bit earlier. I muddle up names.
Yeah.
And that's one of it. For some reason, the past 3 days, every time I say her her podcast name, I muddle up the order. Yeah. Like, I think I could have a level of dyslexia.
Hulk. Chomp. Yeah, I see how it happens.
If you are enjoying the show, just leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. 5 stars is appreciated. Not expected, but any tips? Wouldn't it be great if we had a tipping section on our website?
Cash money. Yeah, gratuity.
PayPal.
It's called Patreon.
Nah, fees.
What?
PayPal. Fees.
Fees on PayPal.
Nah fees.
He's talking coconut
nuffies, crew. Nuffies.
Do you the coconut crew have a sort of like a language where you talk around the boys?
Do you have any funny words that
like
you use?
Any like
you dab?
No, definitely not.
No dab.
Snorts. Right.
Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email. Thanks, Dr. K this week. We got a great email from them. Anyone else?
Grace.
We've got a review from Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris. What did Chris say?
Gronk love. Love driving to work, listening to you, Gronk. No better start to the day.
Perfect. Thanks, Chris. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show.
See you tomorrow.
Catch ya.
Bye.